God give us the miracle of natural immunity, and on Healthy Living, we discuss how we can help the body help itself through natural healing with plant medicine and other non-pharmaceutical alternatives.
Welcome to Healthy Living.
All right, here we are, Healthy Living.
Refined foods.
Yes.
So you put this together, and I'll be surprised. Here I am every time to see what you have on tap for us. What is it?
Yes. So, the secret is out. Now the mainstream media is saying that sugar and refined foods are not good for you. NPR, you know who they are, right?
Well, what do you mean mainstream media? NPR? National Public Radio?
Yeah. They published an article highlighting the fact that the food we eat is slowly killing us.
Slowly, okay.
Evidence against unprocessed, ultra-processed foods piles up.
Mm-hmm.
A study published in the British Medical Journal finds people who consume high amounts of processed foods have an increased risk of anxiety, depression, obesity, metabolic syndrome, certain cancers, including colorectal cancer, and premature death. The data come from more than 9 million people who participated in dozens of studies, which researchers analyzed as part of the Umbrella Review. One telltale sign that a food is ultra-processed is if its ingredient label includes substances you would not find in your own kitchen, such as high fructose corn syrup, hydrogenated oils, hydrolyzed protein, or additives such as artificial colors, flavor enhancers, emulsifiers, anti-caking agents, and thickeners. The best thing to do when you're reading a label, if you can't read the word on it, it's probably not good for you. So, I've got this video here. We're going to listen to Doug. His name is Doug, and he's going to tell us a little bit about this report.
Okay, and what does the study show about them?
It shows that people who consume a lot of these foods have higher risks of developing more than 30 different conditions. This is based on a big analysis where researchers pooled data from dozens of studies that included millions of people. The study's senior author, Wolfgang Marx of Deakin University in Australia, told me one of the things that stood out was...
All right, today we're going to get right into it. I'm going to talk about the food. I'm going to give you guys an article that NPR just dropped, and it says that from anxiety to cancer, the evidence against ultra-processed food piles up. Now, in case you didn't know, there's a lot of stuff in America that is in our food that they will not allow in any other countries, right? You guys go look this stuff up. We're supposed to be the smartest, bestest, most advanced, biggest, strongest, bestest country, and we are allowing things into our food system that is creating cancers and anxieties for you. They know it, now they're admitting it, and I just want to help bring this awareness to you guys so you guys can try to slowly, you know, get the chemicals that you're addicted to out of your life, and then you can live the best life because you're more aware, you have more energy, you're not sick as much, and all that stuff comes with eating good, clean food. Okay, so we're going to get right into this article right here. I just couldn't believe that NPR actually put it out. It was on March 18, 2024. Ultra-processed foods contain substances you won't find in your own kitchen, like high fructose corn syrup, artificial flavors, color enhancers, anti-caking agents, and emulsifiers. All things we've been warning about for years that they have always said, don't worry about it. Now they're coming out with it. And I'm going to give you guys a reason in a minute here why I think they're coming out with this information now. And I'm also going to give you guys some examples of some foods and what to look for by the end of this video. So don't go anywhere. It's going to be quick though. At a time when Americans consume more than half of their daily calories from ultra-processed foods, there's an increasing evidence that eating too many of these foods can make us sick. A study published in the Britain Medical Journal finds people who consume high amounts of these foods have an increased risk of anxiety, depression, obesity, metabolic syndrome, certain cancers, including colorectal cancer, and premature death. Do I need to read those again so you can take this seriously? A study found that people who eat a lot of processed foods, which is probably a large portion of y'all, because you buy from the store, have increased risk of anxiety, depression, metabolic syndrome, obesity, certain cancers, including colorectal cancer and premature death. Now, if you guys actually did some homework and rewound the clock some, you would look at the history of the health of America, and then you would almost see a direct correlation where they almost match up from when they started heavy processing the foods to all the sicknesses. So you could rewind the clock and start looking at autisms and sicknesses into the food supply system and add in this stuff. And you know what I'm talking about. I got to keep that on the down low so I don't get canceled on social media. But you know what I'm talking about. That causes a lot of health problems in kids. This data came from more than 9 million people who participated in dozens of studies, which researchers analyzed as part of the Umbrella Review. Taking the body of literature as a whole, there was a consistent evidence that regularly eating higher compared to lower amounts of ultra-processed foods was linked to these adverse health outcomes, says the study's author, Melissa Lane, of the University of Australia. So I want you guys to understand this. They know this. I've been telling you guys they know this. The FDA and the USDA, you know, the ones going after the Amish farmer, Amos Miller. If you guys listen to the why they went after Amos Miller, they talked about that the FDA and the Pennsylvania Department of Agriculture, they only have authority if the food has been adulterated, right? If the food has been adulterated.
We'll find out.
Is it possible for the state to pursue action in criminal court, or is this the only avenue they have to try to shut Amos down?
Pennsylvania Department of Agriculture has never pursued this path, ever. Historically, the path the legislature set out was you basically give somebody a ticket. It's called a summary offense. And then they escalate to a second summary offense. And if you keep committing offenses, then maybe it escalates to a misdemeanor some years. But all the court cases have consistently said you cannot prohibit someone from making food unless it is adulterated, unless it is dangerous to people, unless it is deceptive. They didn't, because to date, the state had every opportunity, more than 2 months, really 20 years of spying on Amos Miller to put on evidence. What was the worst evidence they had about Amos? And they had almost nothing. They said there was E. coli. Their own test said there was no E. coli in any of Amos Miller's products.
He doesn't put anything in his food, and they're trying to shut him down. Here are all these chemicals in your food, and they don't even care. I want you to understand, please, that you're being gaslighted daily. Like, look up the word gaslight and try to understand what's happening, okay? Because that's what's going on, all right? Now, yesterday when I was out at breakfast, because, you know, we're on the road, we're traveling. One of the reasons why we got an RV is so we can bring our own food with us. We don't have to be, beholden to the stores. A lot of our food, we grow 90% of our own food, and we bring it with us as we're traveling. That's why we got the RV. And I went out to breakfast the other day, and I had a pancake and some eggs. Actually, I had a waffle. And I asked about the syrup, you know, can I get some syrup? And I know I'm eating out, so I know I'm going to take it on the chin with some syrup, okay, some high fructose corn syrup. And I was just going to use just a little bit because, so she brought over to me the syrup here, it says breakfast syrup, right? And so the first thing I do is I go to the ingredients. Ingredients, corn syrup, high fructose corn syrup, water, salt, natural and artificial flavors, and caramel color, right? And that's from Schmucker's, trusted brand. Don't buy anything from Schmucker's. Listen to me. I says, man, there's not even, I asked her, I said, where does syrup come from? And the waitress lady, she was kind of cool. She says, it comes from maple trees. And I said, there ain't a tree on this ingredient list. And she says, that's why it's called breakfast syrup. Do you see the games they play with you out there? When she said that and I looked at it, I was like, wow, the games they play with you out there. So you voluntarily kill yourself is amazing to me. Breakfast syrup. So it's not really called syrup, and that's their out. Now this is maple syrup, 100%. We did get this at the, it's great value stuff. You can get them at some of your stores. But it is just maple syrup. There's one ingredient, maple syrup, okay? Just like your jams, right? Here's strawberry jams, okay? Smucker's strawberry jams. Strawberries, number one ingredient. And if you didn't know, the ingredients listed on your ingredients is in the order of the materials put in. Okay, so the first ones are going to be the most, and as you get down to the bottom one, those are the least ingredients. So the first ingredients are the most ingredients, and then it goes down to the less ingredients. So strawberries, high fructose corn syrup, sugar, fruit pectin, citric acid. Now, why would I need all that stuff in there when strawberries are naturally sweet? Right off the mind. And I'm just trying to show you guys like what they're doing to the food system, right? And a lot of you guys probably put half and half in your coffees in the morning. This stuff is so bad for you. It's not even dairy, right? Half and half. The pasteurized milk that you drink is just dead water that's colored white. Okay, there's no enzymes for your stomach. It doesn't make you healthy. It actually probably is making you sick. In my experience, it caused me to have psoriasis on my elbows. It caused me to have a lot of mucus buildup. Once I kicked out store dairy from my diet, my whole body changed. Those are just my own testimonies that I could share with you guys. But what I want to do here is just bring awareness to you guys. They're coming out now and telling you guys that you're going to get anxiety, cancer, and everything from ultra processed foods. All the while, they're allowing the ultra processed foods to be front and center in every single thing that you eat. As I mentioned before, many countries ban these processed foods. You can't get them in other countries. So let that sink in. If we're supposed to be America, the best country, and you know, everyone's supposed to have our best interest at heart, why wouldn't the federal government, the USDA and the FDA, start cracking down on chemicals that are causing you to go to big pharma, making you take the pills, making your quality of life really super low because you're all medicated and sickly? Why wouldn't they change that? I'm asking for a friend. All right, so leave my next two videos, make sure you subscribe. They're going to be very intense. I'm going to really walk you guys through some stuff. One of them is going to be heavy duty conspiracy theory stuff that really makes a lot of sense. So make sure you subscribe to our channel. They are unsubscribing people to our channel pretty regularly. Hold on a second. On your way out, you guys can listen to this.
A study points to the potential.
And you guys have a nice day. All right. Make sure you share the video with your friends. Foods.
It links those foods to an increased risk of diseases and health conditions. More than half the calories Americans consume each day come from those foods, which are often high in salt and sugar and fat, and some other stuff, as we're going to hear from NPR's Allison Aubrey. Allison, good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
What kind of food are we talking about?
Everything they told us.
Well, yeah, stuff you buy in the grocery store, things that have extra ingredients you wouldn't find in your own kitchen, things like hydrolyzed protein, additives such as artificial colors, flavor enhancers, emulsifiers, anti-caking agents, and thickeners. So these are highly refined foods. Think breads, fast food, sugary drinks, cereals, cookies, and other packaged snacks.
Okay, and what does the study show about them?
It shows that people who consume a lot of these foods have higher risks of developing more than 30 different conditions. This is based on a big analysis where researchers pooled data from dozens of studies that included millions of people. The study's senior author, Wolfgang Marx of Deakin University in Australia, told me one of the things that stood out was with mood and mental health disorders.
Where we see a 30% reduced risk of depressive symptoms with a healthy diet, like a Mediterranean-style diet, we're seeing a roughly 20 to 30% increased risk for diets that are high in these ultra-processed foods.
They also found strong evidence linking high intake of these foods to metabolic conditions, including diabetes, obesity, and an increased risk of several different types of cancer.
What explains those risks?
There are a lot of different potential explanations. The simplest one is that some of the most common ultra-processed foods, these are really ubiquitous in our food supply, I just mentioned, like fast food, sugary drinks, snacks, they tend to be high in salt, sugar, saturated fat. I spoke to Dr. Jeffrey Meyerhart. He's an oncologist at Dana-Farber Cancer Institute, which is a sponsor of NPR. He treats colorectal cancer, which is on the rise.
One mechanism of how ultra-processed food can be associated with colorectal cancer is, again, through leading to increasing weight, increasing risk of diabetes, and other metabolic syndrome factors closely tied to colorectal cancer.
And given that multiple studies show high consumption of ultra-processed food is linked to increased risk of colorectal cancer, this is concerning.
Well, given that, is there any way to persuade people to cut back?
A panel of advisors is currently evaluating all of the latest diet and nutrition studies as part of a process to update the dietary guidelines. That's one place where recommendations could be made, maybe
dietary
next year.
Guidelines.
On the regulatory side, the Food and Drug Administration is moving ahead on front of package labeling that will flag foods that contain high amounts of sodium, sugar, saturated fat. I spoke to the FDA's Jim Jones about that. He's Deputy Commissioner on Human Foods.
By focusing on sodium, saturated fat, added sugars, we will also likely make progress on reducing consumption of ultra-processed food because there is a high correlation between those three ingredients and ultra-processed food.
He says there's still more research needed to better understand, Steve, the kind of mechanisms by which ultra-processed foods could be harming us.
Okay, for some reason, I'm no longer hungry. Allison, thanks.
That, we're not even talking about the dyes in the food, too. Okay, y'all do your homework, share the video, and we'll see you guys on the next one.
Okay, that was Doug from Off Grid with Doug and Stacy. They have a YouTube channel. You can look him up, and he's always doing these dives into all of these reports that are coming around. So I thought it would be a good idea to find out which American foods are banned in other countries. And yes, we eat things that are banned in other countries, and it has nothing to do with freedom. Many American foods are banned in other countries, meaning that other parts of the globe recognize that some ingredients just shouldn't belong in food. Below is just a small sampling of foods to watch out for. Number one, citrus soda. Now, I would say all soda, but this one is focused on citrus soda. Even though you can probably already guess that it will be full of things like sugar and artificial flavorings, what you may not expect is that some common citrus sodas contain brominated vegetable oil, BVO. Used in citrus-flavored drinks, processed foods as a way to keep the citrus from separating, it has been linked to irritated skin, loss of memory, and headaches. Number two, breakfast cereals. Butylated hydrotoluene, or BHT, is an additive used in some cereal products to preserve the shelf life of the product. Some animal studies have shown BHT to have carcinogenic effects, as well as a link to kidney and thyroid problems. Number three, Skittles. Everybody loves Skittles, right? Well, these brightly colored candies contain yellow number 5 and yellow number 6. Mm-hmm. Studies found a positive relationship between yellow number 5 and hyperactivity in children. And studies of yellow 6 found connections to testicular and adrenal tumors. That has nothing to do with the red dyes that are also found in Skittles and so many other products. We did a whole article way back a couple years ago, and I linked that there. Milk. He mentioned milk. Some milk in the U.S. contains concerning hormone called RBGH, the recombinant bovine growth hormone. The positive note is that the USDA says that only about 9% of dairy companies are using it today. But even the fact that they are still processing that milk is not good for you, because we also did a podcast on sour milk, is what the podcast was called, talking about the fact that raw milk is the one that has the enzymes in it for you. And that's what Doug was referring to earlier. Number five, processed breads. Some US-based foods contain a whitening agent called azocarbamide, ADA. Which can also be found in your favorite yoga mat or in the bottom of your shoes. Nice, huh? We're eating rubber. ADA has been linked to skin irritation and respiratory problems. Many packaged bread products also contain an additive called potassium bromate, used as a preservative. Several animal studies have found that potassium bromate has tumor-causing and carcinogenic effects. Now, I remember a situation where Subway was getting hit because they had ADA in their bread, and it just makes it softer, bouncier, right? So ADA is something you want to watch for. Number six, instant mashed potatoes. Butylated butylated hydroxyacetal, BHA, is an additive that keeps the fat in certain food products from going bad on the shelf. While it may help your shelf life on your foods, good BHA may be carcinogenic to humans. Again, talking about cancer. And number seven, U.S. pork. A common growth hormone used in pigs, called ractopamine, has been banned by many countries. There are some studies that found a potential connection between this growth hormone and elevated heart rate. Well, yeah, you saw Doug slapping his arm. Yeah, well, we know some other reasons for elevated heart rate. Just saying. Ultimately, you can't catch every problem on the shelves, but educate yourself and avoid the center aisles as much as possible. Read the labels and watch out for these harmful ingredients. The freshest ingredients are always located on the outer edges of the grocery store, and they have the most nutrients as well. Another way to avoid pesticides and hormones in your food is to shop local, like a farmer's market. If that is hard to come by, stick to organic products if possible. Buy your meats from local producers who are careful about how they treat their livestock. You can get answers firsthand how many hormones, antibiotics, and antifungal products they use. And another bonus, if you shake the hand that feeds you, you feel a closer connection to your community. And that's my report on refined foods.
I'm impressed, and you know it puts it all together, what we've been saying for years, and why are they doing it on purpose? That's going to be the topic for another episode on Digging Deeper.
Once again, thank you for joining us for Healthy Living, working together to find natural alternatives. For more information about products that will help you with healthy living, visit greengoldnaturalhealing.com.
Ever watch someone sleeping and hear them snoring or stop breathing? Do you have trouble getting out of bed in the morning? Good restorative sleep is the key to a happy life and the foundation of good health. Need a sleep study? Choose Western Sleep Medicine. Rediscover the rest you need. Our philosophy is simple. Do the right thing and do it every time. Through the years, we've earned the trust of many, and we hope to meet you if you need our help. Western Sleep Medicine. Western CPAP Supply and Sweet Dreams Sleep Clinic. Quietly changing lives one night at a time.